The final fugue, like the first movement, goes at a great speed, and Beethoven adds to the sparkle by expecting most of it to be played non-legato. His slurs indicating legato are fairly few and are carefully placed to contrast with a normal detached touch. The last three pages are almost entirely non-legato, apart from a few quaver figures that provide contrast. The final six trills can sound a bit predictable if they're all played the same, but Beethoven added turns at the end of the third and sixth of them. This may well have been a deliberate ploy to add variety, although this little detail is ignored by many performers and some editors. Here, then, is the conclusion to the finale.